KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It is partly cloudy and 62 degrees right now in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny today with a slight chance of afternoon showers and a high of 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police report three arrests took place on Thursday. At 11:35 p.m., officers with the Red Oak PD arrested 52-year-old Robert Wade Abraham of Red Oak for interference with official acts. Abraham was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. And at around 3:45 p.m. Thursday, Red Oak police arrested 20-year-old Ridge Allen Castile of Creston and 20-year-old Ashley Kate Lewis of Red Oak. Castile was charged with assault and trespass, while Lewis faces a domestic abuse assault charge. Both were transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where Castile was being held on $300 bond, and Lewis was being held without bond until appearing before a magistrate. Police in Council Bluffs said Thursday afternoon that officers were called at around midday Thursday to an area south 19th Street and Veterans Memorial Highway with regard to construction workers having uncovered human bones while moving dirt. Bluffs police officers and crime scene investigators working in cooperation with the Pottawatomie County and State of Iowa Medical Examiner's offices were able to determine that the bones were ancient remains, meaning that they're at least 100 years old. Plans were in place to turn the bones over to the Office of the State Archaeologist located at the University of Iowa for further examination, and there is no active criminal investigation taking place. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office has issued reports on some recent arrests. Early Thursday morning, 25-year-old Eduardo Rodriguez Garcia of West Valley, Utah, was arrested at a rest stop on Interstate 80 at the 44-mile marker after deputies were called to conduct a welfare check on a man in a vehicle parked on the southeast corner of the rest area. During the check, authorities determined that Rodriguez Garcia was transporting narcotics from Utah to North Carolina. He was arrested for possession with the intent to distribute more than 3.3 pounds of methamphetamine, which was seized from the vehicle. He was also charged with a drug tax stamp violation. Along with the meth, deputies seized a cell phone valued at $300. Late Wednesday evening, 38-year-old Jack Richard Griffin of Atlantic was arrested in Pott County for OWI first offense. After a deputy stopped a 2003 Pontiac Grand Am Griffin was driving on Highway 83 just east of Avoca. The deputy stopped the car after he observed it traveling west in the eastbound lane over a hill. As he interviewed Griffin, the deputy suspected the man was under the influence of drugs because of his actions and physical attributes, including bloodshot and watery eyes and raised heat bumps on his tongue. Griffin consented to the standardized field sobriety tests, which indicated he was impaired at or above the legal limit. In addition to the OWI charge, Griffin was cited for failure to provide liability coverage and speeding. He received a verbal warning for improper use of lanes. A female passenger in the car was suspected of being under the influence of drugs but was not charged. She was released from the scene after calling for a ride home. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said yesterday that his officers were kept busy overnight Wednesday and early Thursday morning with an incident involving knives and a stun gun, and a second incident resulting in a police officer being assaulted. At around 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, Clarinda police responded to a 911 call of a domestic fight with weapons involved at the Parkview Apartments on East Main Street. Following an investigation, officers arrested 27-year-old Sarah Ann Billy for allegedly assaulting 29-year-old Lavelle Joseph Ward and threatening Ward with a knife. Billy and Ward lived together in one of the apartments. Ward also allegedly displayed and threatened Billy with a stun gun during the altercation. Sarah Billy was arrested for aggravated domestic assault, while Ward was arrested for aggravated assault with a dangerous weapon. Billy was held in the Page County Jail without bond, while Ward's bond was set at $2,000. And at around 12:15 a.m. Thursday, Clarinda police responded to a 911 call about a domestic altercation occurring at a residence in the 700 block of South 18th Street where property was being damaged. When officers arrived, they learned that one of the parties involved in the incident, 38-year-old Troy Lee Landis of Clarinda, had left the home prior to officers arriving. Officers found Landis at his home on West Logan Street. When they confronted him, Landis allegedly became combative with the officers and used his fist to strike one officer in the head. The officer did not require medical attention. Landis was arrested for interference with official acts by resisting arrest and disorderly conduct, with additional charges pending. He was later released on a recognizance bond in order to seek medical treatment for injuries Landis may have sustained earlier in the evening for allegedly hitting a window with his fist. Reports concerning both incidents have been forwarded to the Office of the Page County Attorney for review and the filing of formal charges. In our funeral announcements, Regina Yount, age 89, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A Mass of the Resurrection for Regina Yount will be this morning at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Lotus Jeanette Paulson, age 85, of Avoca, died July 22nd at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Lotus Paulson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Daryl Bud Carlson, age 70, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died July 22nd at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A gathering of family and friends of Daryl Bud Carlson will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kimberly Jo Antisdale Knapp, age 55, of Walnut, died Sunday at St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester, Minnesota. A celebration of life service for Kimberly Jo Knapp will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Idris Nielsen, age 90, of Council Bluffs and formerly of the Oakland area, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Idris Nielsen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Congregational Church of Christ in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Jesse Olson, age 90, of Audubon, died July 22nd at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Jesse Olson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Norman Nissen, age 73, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Methodist Hospital Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Norman Nissen will be Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dean Suick, age 58, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Dean Suick will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Alan John Geezer, age 64, of Harlan, died July 11th. Graveside services for Alan Geezer will be held August 6th at 3 p.m. at St. Boniface Cemetery in Westphalia, with a celebration of life to be held afterward at the Kirkman Community Hall in Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.